This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The campaigning for assembly polls in four states and one union territory have entered a high-voltage phase, with top leaders crisscrossing the state to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi said people of West Bengal want a change. He claimed Trinamool Congress, TMC syndicate, is afraid of the rising support for BJP in the state. The Prime Minister said massive crowd in Cooch Behar proves that TMC's time is up in West Bengal. He alleged that women are not safe under Mamata Banerjee government.
Syndicate Raj mein apni sampatti lootne ka bhay hai. Dusri aur sir par पक्का घर और जमीन के मालिकाना हक का भरोसा है. एक और संदेश खाली जैसी बहनों की चीखें और बेटियों पर होता निर्मम अत्याचार है. दूसरी ओर नारी शक्ति को सुरक्षा, सम्मान और सशक्तिकरण की मोदी की गारंटी है.
तृणमूल कांग्रेस चीफ एंड स्टेट चीफ मिनिस्टर ममता बनर्जी इज एड्रेसिंग रैलीज इन डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ वेस्ट बंगाल इन सपोर्ट ऑफ पार्टी कैंडिडेट्स. शी हेल्ड अ पब्लिक मीटिंग इन भवानीपुर असेंबली कंस्टिट्यूएंसी. कांग्रेस एंड लेफ्ट एंड अदर पोलिटिकल पार्टीज आर इंटेंसिफाइंग देयर कैंपेन्स थ्रू स्मॉल पब्लिक मीटिंग्स अक्रॉस द स्टेट. In Keralam, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Kunnathunad constituency in Ernakulam district. Mr. Shah said the upcoming Keralam assembly polls are not merely for changing the government but to improve the state's future. He noted that NDA's vote share in the state increased since 2014 Lok Sabha polls and it's time for a government of the BJP-led front in the state. The Election Commission has said that the seizures related to cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements have crossed 650 crore rupees ahead of the upcoming assembly elections and by-polls across multiple states. The seizures include cash, liquor, narcotics, precious metals and other freebies aimed at influencing voters. In a statement, the poll panel said state-wise data shows that West Bengal recorded the highest total seizures at 319 crore rupees, followed by Tamil Nadu with 170 crore, Assam with 97 crore, Kerala with 58 crore and Puducherry with 7 crore rupees. The government is making all efforts to ensure the availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas informed the delivery authentication code based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 2026 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributor level. The ministry said that yesterday more than 90,000 5kg FTL cylinders have been sold out. The 5kg FTL cylinders are available at nearby LPG distributorships and can be purchased by showing any valid ID proofs and without address proof. US President Donald Trump today warned that he will strike Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed to marine traffic. In a post on his social media platform, President Trump warned that Iran will be living in hell if the waterway is not opened. Meanwhile, Iran's military claimed it had shot down multiple U.S. aircraft near southern Isfahan today during a U.S. rescue attempt of a missing crew member following the downing of an American fighter jet. Spokesman of the Khatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters said two Black Hawk helicopters and a C-130 military transport plane were destroyed in the operation by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and besieged forces with support from local law enforcement. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 157 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad, Lucknow Super Giants were 148 for 5 in 19 overs in Hyderabad when reports last came in. In another match, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and elected to bowl against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at N. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.